311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM, where we chat with Barbados Fire Service, hear what's happening, get our fire prevention tips, and so much more. Just you've been having a great Sunday as you stick with us here on VOB. I'm Crystal J. Paul, and with us today from the Barbados Fire Service, we have Officers Taylor and Wharton. Good afternoon to you, sirs.
Yes, please. Good afternoon, ma'am. Good afternoon, Barbados.
Good afternoon to you.
How have you been? It's been a while since we've seen you. How are you doing?
Everything's good, man. Everything's working, yeah?
That's right. Keep it safe over here.
Yes. Likewise.
Just trying to stay safe and work hard as usual.
Yes, of course. We know you're hardworking people, for sure. Well, it's good to see you. And, you know, as I commented before we began this recording, I said, you know, when you see Officer Andrew Taylor, you know you're going to get some numbers. So we're in for some numbers, some statistics. How have we been doing as it relates to maybe the amount of house fires versus grass fires, et cetera, et cetera. So Officer Taylor, let's hear what you have for us.
Okay, so firstly, I want to start off with some good news. Is that for the past 3 years or so, we've been seeing a dramatic decrease in fires overall.
Good.
So just go through some stats with you just to show you the decreases. So from 2018, total fires were 1,799. Okay, compared to 2019, 1,695. So we see the reduction already.
Yes.
For 2020, 1,547. And for this year to date, 1,097.
Wow.
So, yes. So
and these are the figures for the previous years, that was for the whole year.
No, this is for January 1.
Year to date. Okay.
Today, yes. Which is on November 3rd.
November 3rd.
Right.
Okay.
So we are on a very good downward trend. And I know that in the past, a lot of it would have been due to, like, say, rainfall during our dry season. And of course, the COVID lockdowns. But I honestly believe that currently, that people are adhering to our advice. You know, we recently launched Benny, so more people are even more aware now of more fire tips and fire advice and stuff is out there. So I think that the public is honestly doing a good job, and I want to ask them to keep it up. And
that is great.
Hopefully by next year, we'll be down to 900 or 800 or even less.
Of course. Yeah,
so I'm just going to give you some quick comparisons in terms of the major types. Mm-hmm. So in 2018, we had 24 commercial building fires compared to 12 in 2019, 7 last year, which is 2020. But unfortunately, we've seen an increase in commercial building fires again for this year. So we jumped from 7 last year to 17 this year.
Okay,
so that has been quite worrying for us. And that is obviously something that we have to look into. Because with commercial building fires, unlike a residential fire, which may only affect, say, one family, the commercial building fire, that can actually affect a whole multitude of people. Let's say, for instance, Keir Shepherd, heaven forbid. If it has to burn, you're talking about countless people on the bare line.
Right.
Because they've lost their jobs and everything. Mm-hmm. So commercial building fires are really a concern to us, especially this spike from 7 to 17. That's a big jump for us.
Would you be able to say what was the main cause of these fires?
Well, some of the fires were electrical in nature, and some are still under investigation, so we can't really speak to those.
Understood, right.
But some have been electrical in nature, so we are asking all people to really, which has been a sentiment expressed on this show on numerous occasions about checking your electrical wiring.
Right.
So I think people really have to get back into the maintenance aspect of their businesses. You know, some people just assume, okay, well, I have my building and it should be good. And they don't do, you know, the proper maintenance and stuff. And then, you know, that can lead to issues at a later date. Especially now that, you know, people are not around.
Yes, yes.
So you can have a building that has been closed up for, say, 2 or 3 years. And then all of a sudden, people start to occupy it again. You know, all the electricity is on, the ACs are on, everything is on. And then you may have, say, like a trip or something like that, and we have an issue occuring.
Yes, especially for the older buildings. So we're encouraging then we know that we would have talked about the need to rewire your home, rewire your building after, what, 10 years or 20 years?
Yes. He was saying that at least have it checked at the 10-year mark.
10 years, right.
Yeah, at least have it checked at the 10-year mark. For certain, just up to the, that was yesterday before, we went into a building in the city, and it's a very old building, and they're not using at least two floors of that business.
Okay.
And yes, there's still a lot of wiring and stuff around exposing and stuff like that. So, you know, we obviously had to speak to the tenants,
right,
and the landlord, and tell them, well, hey, we have to make sure that these things are checked, because you don't want this to turn into basically a bonfire in the city.
That's right. Yeah. That would be unfortunate. Yes, yes.
So that's going to give you the grass fires and the house fires, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
So for sure, grass fires and rubbish fires account for, I would say, close to 70% of the fire calls we get annually. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if you had to subtract the grass fires and rubbish fires from our stats, then we would be looking pretty good every year. Okay, so in 2018, we recorded 1,051 grass fires.
Wow.
And 380 rubbish fires. In 2019, we had 957 grass fires, 394 rubbish fires. In 2020, we saw a nice drop to 783 grass fires, but unfortunately, rubbish fires increased. Those went to 442. And then for this year to date, we are thankfully at only 338 grass fires. But once again, rubbish fires are still up at 408. And I believe the issue with the rubbish fires, that people are still doing their own cleaning. Let's put it that way. You know, people seem to think that you can't put certain things in the garbage. So people are still burning paper and plastics and all that stuff. Unfortunately, COVID has us kind of restricted, but thankfully we have social media and, of course, this program to really encourage people to, you know, put those things in the regular garbage.
Yes.
Okay, a gentleman came here, this was earlier this year, to complain about one of his neighbors. He told me she burns, as we were saying, Barbados stuff every day. And I asked him, well, you know, have you called the police and told them about it and made complaints and stuff like that? He said yes. And he took out a book, an exercise book. And this gentleman recorded every day that the lady burned rubbish.
What?
And this is from 2016 until this year.
What?
And he has it. He has it documented chronologically also. Right?
Wow.
And, this book is full from front to back. And this is the,
when you think nobody's realizing what you're doing, you're actually recording.
Right. So I told him, well, for sure you have enough evidence to take a case to the police and maybe, you know, consult with a lawyer to see if you can get this issue sorted. But I cannot understand what she could be possibly burning from 2016 until now, almost every day. So well, some things that you really know,
psychologists and psychiatrists. Sorry,
because at the end of the day,
go ahead. Psychologists and psychiatrists may have a terminology for it, but you know, we'll have to consult. We'll have to consult them on that.
Yeah.
My goodness, that is something else.
Our term for that would be simply ridiculous.
Right.
That's our term. That's simply ridiculous. You know, the rubbish fires are definitely a concern, especially in the St. Michael area because of the close proximity of the homes. And we've already seen, you know, too many houses lost due to just someone, say, burning some rubbish around their backyard.
Right.
So imagine you just have a little pile of plastic bottles and some cardboard, and you cause someone to lose their entire home.
Yes.
Or homes, because of the proximity of homes, you know, these fires can spread rapidly throughout the district. So we just really want to get that point across.
Yes.
Let's put this stuff in the garbage and put it out. You know, that's the best bet.
There's also the burn permits. If you have to do something, there is a burn permit from the Barbados Fire Service, or people can call to get some advice, some kind of direction as to how to do this thing rather than just doing it.
But you see, unfortunately, even with the burn permit, some people are just saying that because we've had people call in and say, well, my neighbor said he has a burn permit. And then Mr. Wharton or the others from Fire Prevention check the records. This person never applied for a burn permit. So people are just hearing this thing out there and they're saying, oh, I have a burn permit. And some people are also who have been given a permit to burn, they seem to think that they can burn every day or when they feel it. So, you know, we also have some follow-up, I guess, educating to do about the burn permits.
Right.
And to let people know, well, yes, even though we give you a burn permit, it's a one-off situation. And you don't have a permit to burn whenever you feel like and for however long you feel like.
Right.
So we definitely have to get back up there, you know, get on the airwaves on social media and educate people as to how the burn permit really works.
Yes.
To avoid all of this situation because people are still, you know, causing problems for their neighbors, even though they have a burn permit. They think, well, yay, I have this permit, so I am now above the law, so to speak, so I can do, you know, basically what I feel.
Yes, sad.
So this the presidential fires now, and we should be good to go. So in 2018, we had 61. In 2019, that would have been 54. In 2020, 68. And we are now at 57 for the year to date. Once again, house fires are always a big concern for us. I think out of all the fire types, house fires really, I don't want to say get to us, but yeah, it kind of touches the nerve because of the long-lasting effects and displacement and stuff, you know, that would occur due to house fires. And we've had some this year that spread to multiple homes. And I've basically been sending out a lot of letters for people, you know, to say get back their passports and ID cards and stuff like that, to try to get back some sense of normalcy after these fires. And it is honestly heart-wrenching when some of these people come and speak to me and they would tell me, well, Officer Taylor, really and truly, the clothes that they have on, this is all they have left. You know, and they come and tell you, well, they came back home and saw their home flat or just ashes. And sometimes there is nothing that I can say to try to even comfort these people because I have absolutely no idea how that feels.
Yes.
From a fighter point of view, you know, we turn up, we do the job, and we go back to our station and we know that our homes are good or whatever. But dealing with the fire victims now on a personal level, it has really opened my mind and my eyes to the gravity of the loss that these people go through. And not knowing, you know, where you're going to go next, even your next meal sometimes. And basically having to start from scratch.
Right.
That's the thing for me, having to start from scratch, you know, after you've accumulated all these things over the years.
Right.
So, yeah, so we're ready, hoping to keep pushing our campaign on fire safety, especially in the homes, and try to reduce these numbers as much as possible.
Wow. Well, I feel your pain, as they say, because, you know, to have 61 in 2018 and still 3 years later, 57, I mean, that's really, you know, yes, not much of a disparity. 61, 2018, then 54, then 68, and now 57. You know, whereas somebody might say, okay, well, at least they're not in the hundreds. Those are still,
no,
still one is too many.
Yeah,
you know,
yes,
so.
Exactly. And the fact is that, that recently we've been getting a lot of fires with people also getting hurt or dying.
Right.
We've been seeing that coming into play, unfortunately, in the past few years where people are actually dying in house fires. And that is something that we really have to look at as a department and see how we can push extra because there's always more that we can do. We can never really celebrate about these slight reductions and stuff. Yes, we're happy that we're not in the hundreds, as you said before, but still there's more work for us to do in terms of reducing these numbers
and
keeping people safe at the end of the day.
I will ask the same question as I did for the commercial building fires. Is there any common thread as to the cause of these house fires?
Well, like the commercial building fires, some have been through electrical faults. some with fans. Also, we had a few in terms of people leaving the store unattended. Those have been the causes. The main causes, and of course, we've had some that have been, how should I put it, on the more criminal side of things.
Yes.
Right? But majority are either due to negligence or some electrical fault in the home.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's really something else. You mentioned the fans, and, you know, that always gets me. That always gets me, because I remember seeing a video from Officer Ford where the fan was not even on, and it just started to burn. And that was amazing to me, you know. This would more so occur with older fans, right? Or does it matter?
Oh, well, more with older fans. But the thing is, with electrical appliances, there are no guarantees. Mm. Because you could have, say, a microwave that you just brought out your store, and you go to use it and it starts to spark.
Yes,
right? Yeah. So with the electrical appliances, there are really guarantees in terms of what they will do next. But definitely, if you have an older fan, you know, and especially even if you don't clean your fan, because you know all the dust gets into the motor and stuff like that. And yeah, starts to overheat, and then you have a problem.
All right, there you go. All right, clean your fan, people.
Yes.
Clean your fans.
Good for your health and for your home.
That's correct. That's right. All right, so those are all the statistics. So we have commercial building fires, grass and rubbish fires, and house fires. And it's interesting that you said grass and rubbish fires account for 70% of overall fires annually.
Yes.
So do you find that this year to date people are burning a lot more indiscriminately, or is it that the message has been going out for, you know, those who burn indiscriminately to lessen the numbers?
Well, definitely in terms of the grass fires, I think the message has really hit home for most people.
Okay.
Because people are actually calling in and asking us advice more on, well, if their neighbor has, say, like an open lot, a vacant lot, and there's bush around it and stuff like that, what to do. And so we're getting more calls for advice. So I think the message is definitely going out there for the grass fires. But for the rubbish fires, I'm not quite sure. As I say, we really have to get people to understand that, put this stuff in the garbage. There are other things that you can do with this stuff instead of just burning it. I'm not quite sure how we get to the root of it, because I know, I can put this right, as Bajans, we love to burn stuff. So it's almost cultural to put something in the can and burn it. So we really have to figure out how we're going to get to the root of it and try to get people to understand, you know, hey, you know, burning is just not the right way to do things.
Okay. All right, word to the wise. Thank you very much, Officer Taylor, for providing us with these statistics. And the good thing with the 311 radio show is that if you missed what Officer Taylor said and you want to hear it again, you can always listen to the podcast or watch the video recording on Facebook, VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page. Now, you also wanted to delve a little bit into fire prevention tips, especially as we're in the month of November. Some have already celebrated Christmas. If you're like me, your Christmas tree is already up and running, right? So, Officer Wharton, for the few minutes that we have left in the program, you're going to share some tips on fire prevention and safety for the holidays.
Yes, please. All right, you know, the holidays are upon us, and a lot of people have been doing, as leading fire officer Taylor said, all the extra cooking and cleaning and you go wash your mind, basically. So some of the tips, though, that I can push forward for people, like people that are cleaning, when you're cleaning, like on the ladders and stuff, just try to be as careful as possible. When you're cleaning with the solvents, like Clorox and different mixtures and stuff like that, just try to be in a ventilated room or at least got a window or something open. But when it comes to like mainly with the electrical stuff, and you know, like the Christmas tree and the decoration and lights, we could do just make sure that the lights, they don't have any burns on the wiring, don't check for insulation. If possible, you could get a smoke detector or a smoke alarm to put in the same room as the Christmas tree, if possible, because a Christmas tree catches very fast, extremely fast.
It's real ones.
Well, real ones, plastic, their burn.
Right. Okay.
Yep. Very fast. And I know you're going to want to put out all the lights and got all the decorations colorful for the children and things like that, right? But just keep in mind that don't overload the sockets. Don't overload the sockets. I see people actually got the, what people would call a surge protector, the power strips. And then I got like three other power strips plugging into that power strip. So basically you got like, let me call it 8, 9 plugs on one circuit. That can really, really do some damage in the long term. And if the time is right, it will happen at that time. So yeah, that is basically some of the tips that I can share today. I would try every week to try to do some other tips leading that into the holidays.
Okay, okay. But it's still good information, especially now, you know, this year is going to be a very historic year for Barbados as we will become a republic the end of this month. And, you know, it waits to be seen how people will celebrate, how people commemorate this year, 2021. But we're already seeing blue and yellow lights around buildings. We're seeing people already celebrating Barbadiana. And we just want to encourage safety in so doing, whether it's for November, for independence / becoming a republic, or for December, for Christmas, or if you're doing both, right? We just want to encourage people to remain safe and clean the fans. Yes, and maybe it's just for me, but clean the fans to avoid any mishaps, you know, because that's definitely not what you want, especially at this time of the end of the year. It's been a rough 2 years for so many people.
2 years, correct.
You know, it will be very sad. It's always very sad to see anything happen that could have been prevented by just one small action. So yes. We want to encourage people to really take the necessary actions so that they can not have any fires. We don't want any more fires. So for the year,
we will be out a little extra, especially around this time of the year. You know, in spite of COVID, we still have our jobs to do as fire officers.
Right.
And especially in the city area where we know that store owners will be getting extra stock for Christmas and everything like that. So, you know, they may start to stack up some boxes too high or start to crowd their stores a little bit for the extra dollar and stuff. So we will be keeping a close eye out and try to keep everyone as safe as possible for the upcoming holiday season.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Well, I'm telling you, well, we got some good meat today. Another good program for the 311 radio show. And again, if you miss any of today's edition, you can always listen back to the podcast. Thank God for this technology. You can listen back to the podcast on VOB929.com. And you can also watch the video recording right after this on VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page. I want to thank leading fire officer Andrew Taylor.
It was my pleasure.
Yes, sir. And fire officer Andre Wharton for being
yes, please,
here
thanks
today.
Thanks a lot. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And we look forward to another edition of the 311 Radio Show. And I'm Krista J. Paul. I don't know if any of these gentlemen will end our program by saying,
fire prevention is our intention.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Protecting life and property.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.